All right, Tim, for some perspective on the Dodgers and Padres, we have to go out to our old friend. He used to cover the Dodgers, now is a big-time national writer for The Athletic. That is the one and only Andy McCullough. Andy, thanks a lot for the time. Always great to hear you, and can't wait to see you back in Southern California one day.
Yeah, someday, David. Someday I will return the prodigal son. But until then, you'll just have to deal with, you know, Dylan and all the folks out there in L.A.
Yeah, but you still wrote about the Padres-Dodgers series. From your perspective, what did you think about that weekend series?
I mean, it was great baseball. Like, it was really, I've been struck this season on several occasions, just like how much it's nice to watch baseball again. I think, like a lot of folks, I really struggled to get any kind of enjoyment out of last year. It just, the season just felt so disjointed. And I think it was in some ways probably a mistake to play in the way that they did. And so it's, while obviously the pandemic is still ongoing, as several teams are shut down right now, it's been nice on several occasions just like enjoy a baseball game. And these were the two best teams in the sport banging it out for a long weekend, and it was like really fun. I mean, like that game on Friday, like when was the last time you saw a 5-hour game that was enjoyable, that you were actually enjoying it? Like it was a really, really fun night. And so, I'm looking forward to getting a chance to watch, again this weekend and, for the rest of the summer.
Andy, how far do you believe the Padres are from closing that gap against the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, they are close, but it's really hard to leapfrog the Dodgers. I mean, like, think about this, right? Like, Cody Bellinger didn't play this weekend for the Dodgers. Did you think about him once during that series?
Never did.
Probably not. Yeah, and that's not like a slight to Cody Bellinger. It's just like they have so many good players that they can lose the 2019 MVP, and they don't skip a beat. They do so many different things well. So, like, I think, as I said, I think San Diego is the second best team in the sport, but there's still a pretty significant gap. I mean, especially on offense, like the Dodgers, San Diego's offense is solid, but they can be pitched to. And I think that, as the season goes along, some of the holes in their lineup will become more pronounced. But, that said, like, they might be the best challenger in terms of, like, true talent that the team has faced over this 8-year run.
Andy, when you talk about the Dodgers in the past, it was how deep their lineup was. But this year, do you believe that their starting pitching is the biggest strength they have?
I think so, but it's not like the lineup is suddenly bad. I mean, I'd have to really knuckle down and look at the numbers. I think both are really, really ideal. I mean, like, I was thinking about this the other day, like Chris Taylor, is like the seventh best hitter on the team, and he is a tremendous baseball player. They just have so much depth, but again, like when you are running out Julio Urias in game four of a potential series, when you've already lined up Kershaw and Bueller and Bauer, you have Price kind of waiting in the wings. You have Dustin May. We still haven't heard from Tony Gonsolin, who was very effective last year. I mean, they can really, really pitch, and they're going to, and they have a lot of depth at it. So it's not something that's just going to, it's kind of hard to for that to go sideways, I guess, when you just have that much depth and that much elite depth.
Yeah, and I guess a big part of that is Corey Seager. He has really taken his game to the next level. What do you attribute him being able to become one of the elite hitters in baseball right now?
I think just health. I mean, you remember about how good he was in 2016, when he was healthy. I mean, he finished third in, the MVP voting as a rookie. And I think, we sort of looked as, this is a guy who's going to be a perennial MVP candidate. And then he was banged up in 17. He missed almost all of 18. In 19, he was coming back from two surgeries. And then he was healthy last year, and he, was like maybe the most dangerous hitter in baseball besides like Marcelo Ozuna or something. And so, he is an elite talent as a hitter. I think he seems like he has been a little bit more patient this year. You know, he's less prone to maybe, you know, getting himself out as he had been in the past, but he's still very aggressive. And, you know, it really helps when you're hitting behind Mookie Betts and you often have that guy, you know, on first or second base and you have to be pitched to. So, I just think, like, because, you know, he was so banged up in 17 and 18 and 19, I think it's easy to forget just what the hype was on him in 15 and 16, and you're seeing it now. I mean, he's one of the best hitters in the sport.
Andy McCullough, senior writer for The Athletic, is our guest just in front of first pitch between the Dodgers and Mariners. He's the senior writer now at The Athletic. When he was in Los Angeles, he made Breakfast with Dave Roberts famous. His columns were famous. Having Breakfast with Dave Roberts. Is there one breakfast that really stands out to you, Andy?
I don't know, David. I don't know. Often, you know, the job requires you to spend time with the folks who you cover. But I'm just really glad you're such a dedicated reader. That means a lot.
You're one of the best, no doubt about it. You made Breakfast with the Manager something that everybody strives for. Thanks a lot for the time, Andy. Can't wait to see you in Los Angeles.
Thank you, David.
There he goes, Tim. Andy McCullough. You could find him on The Athletic. We'll send it back to you.